This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1213, West Coast, Best Coast, Lindsay's Big Move. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, Lindsay makes a big reveal. Where will Lindsay be moving this fall? And how can you make a statement when you do something you never imagined you would do? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, Michelle, things are great. There's some big changes happening in my life.
I know. I'm really excited to hear more about the big changes. Can you tell us what is the big change?
Oh my gosh. So the big change is, guys, I am moving to the West Coast. I am moving.
Wow.
Yes, I'm moving. I'm leaving Boston. I never thought I would. Well, that's not true. I definitely thought I would leave Boston, leave the East Coast. But it's a big deal moving across the U.S.
Yeah, that is a really big deal. That's really cool because I feel like there's so much difference between the East and the West Coast, and to get to experience both coasts, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited to, you know, just this past weekend, I was in New York. Well, we're recording this in July, but guys, you're listening to this in August, but I was in New York this weekend, and New York is a special animal of its own, right? There is no place in the world like New York. And I think that will be the same for LA, right? Because that is where we're going. We're going to LA, guys. I'm going to move to LA and try to make it work, right? We're going to see if the city could be where I will spend my 40s. You know what I mean? Isn't that crazy to decide where you're going to be and as you get a little bit older? Oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Well, I think it's interesting that you're going to LA. I'm curious how you're going to find it because, I mean, I know it's more of like a driving place, right? Like it's less walking of a walking city. And so I'm like, that's like, I guess the biggest thing that I wonder about, like how it'll be for you, because you're so used to like walking around everywhere. And that's how I am. So like that, yeah. How do you think that's going to be?
Oh, and I love walking. That's the problem. See, that's the thing. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm psyched about the sunshine. I'm psyched about the creative culture of LA, but I'm dreading the traffic. And they say though that once you get to LA, you have to find a neighborhood that essentially is walkable. There are a few walkable neighborhoods. They say like West Hollywood is quite walkable or Silver Lake or a couple of other neighborhoods, Santa Monica. And those are the neighborhoods we're going to try to look to live in if we can, because those are supposed to be walkable. You have your coffee shop, you have your dentist, right? You have all your things where you want them to be, but it's not going to be like Boston or New York. It's not going to. So I don't know. You know, to be honest, I never imagined that I would move to LA, especially when I lived in New York. There are some serious LA haters in New York.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no. The phone is ringing.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, Michelle. So before we talk a little bit more about LA, New York, and this crazy thing that I'm doing, I want to remind our listeners of something. Is that okay? Just take a second out here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, guys. I want to remind you that you must go ahead and hit subscribe on your podcast player if you want to keep listening to All Ears English, because we put out bonus episodes. We put out lots of episodes And you don't want to miss any of them. So go ahead and hit subscribe right now on your podcast player. I know this week we have a fun bonus coming out about our app. So you don't want to miss those episodes, guys. All right. Very cool. So
awesome.
Yeah. Michelle, have you ever made a change in your life that you never imagined you would make?
That's a really good question. Well, you know what? I guess it would have to be when I went into the into teaching. Because I, you know, before that I was working in radio and like the media industry, and I didn't really see myself as becoming a teacher. Although when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher. So, but I thought like, no way, I'm not going to be a teacher. And then, you know, it just kind of happened and here I am. And I, you know, it's a really great thing to do.
Yeah. Was there any one event that inspired you to go in that direction? Or was it just like an original dream that kind of bubbled up once you hit a certain age?
It was the desire to help people that I started to like, it started to like call to me like, okay, I want to do something like to really, really help people. And then I realized that I thought, what can I do? And I love communication and I love working with people and I love learning about other cultures and so, and traveling, right? And so it was just kind of a mixture of all that where I was like, wait, this makes sense. But I never thought that I was going to be a teacher.
Oh, that's so interesting. I love that. So that's how it goes, right? I mean, life takes these twists and turns. And in the same way, I never thought that I would relocate to California, right? To LA. I mean, so guys, today, not only do I want to reveal this news, I mean, really what's going on, we're going to try California. And if it doesn't suit our fancy, we're actually going to move to Colorado. So,
yeah, okay. So all right. Yeah. So you have a backup plan, but I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I am concerned about the traffic because they do say that it's completely insane.
Yeah, and, but yeah, you'll get used to it though. And like, I think as you were saying, you know, you'll have like your area that you spend most of your time in, and it's not gonna like you're not gonna like go to all the neighborhoods in one day, you know?
No way. I mean, LA is quite spread out too, yes. Right? And that's why the traffic is so crazy. People drive because things are really spread out. So I think I will just hunker down in my little neighborhood, wherever that is, hopefully near the beach, and just record podcasts all the time.
That sounds good. That sounds like the life.
That sounds good. Sounds good. So guys, today we want to share with you kind of an advanced connection skill, right, Michelle? I mean, this is pretty advanced because I doubt you guys would find this in a textbook. We want to show you how to say that you are doing something that you never thought you would do. Right, Michelle?
Right. Yeah, this is huge. This is really huge.
Yeah, this is such a cool way to help people know you, know who you are, know what kind of person you are, and how you are actually surprising yourself throughout your life. I feel like it's good if we're surprising ourselves throughout life because that means our life is taking interesting turns, I guess.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I just think that it is really important to not get too settled in your ways, right? Not to just think like, okay, this is like my new status quo and like that's it and like nothing's going to change or I'm not going to change, right? I think that that's kind of unhealthy actually and sad.
Yeah, no, that's true, Michelle. I mean, to be honest, if I hadn't made this decision to move, I could have seen myself settling down in Cambridge and even living in this neighborhood for a long time because it's great. Like Cambridge is one of the best places in Massachusetts to live. It's a good lifestyle. There's lots of fun, young stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's time for a change. So Michelle, what are some of the ways that we could say that we're making that surprising change in our lives? What's one way we can do it? Today, I'd like to say a special thanks to our audio editor, Gaspar. He does an amazing job to edit the episodes every week for you guys so that you can count on the show 4 days a week. Go ahead and tag hashtag All Ears English on Instagram and say thank you to Gaspar.
Okay, well, you could say, I never imagined I would move to California.
Exactly. And guys, you can fill in the blank with your phrase there. I know I never imagined I would study Russian or something, for example. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. That's a good one, Lindsay. What's something else you could say?
Well, I love this one because it's got a chance for us to show our intonation and to sound interesting. So I never in a million years thought I'd move to California.
Okay. That sounds very fun the way you said that. I like it.
Do you like that? I like that too. And I feel like honestly, this weekend in New York, I said goodbye to my friend Daniela, who was one of my original close friends in New York when I lived there. And, you know, I hung out with her for just a few minutes to say goodbye. And I said that. I think I actually said this in a native conversation. I never in a million years thought I would relocate to California, but it's happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Should I do another one?
Yeah, let's throw out a few more for our listeners. I hope you guys are taking notes.
All right. I never would have pictured myself in California.
Yeah, I never would have pictured. So to picture oneself is pretty self-explanatory, right, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Here's another. I never thought I'd do this, but I'm moving to California. And the key here with this phrase, guys, is a little bit of a break, of a pause, right? I never thought I'd do this, but I'm moving to California.
Right. And especially how you say that, but that's kind of important.
Exactly. And then there's one more that I like. What is that, Michelle?
I can't believe I'm doing this, but yeah.
But yeah, and then you fill in the blank for what's happening for you. I love it.
Exactly. These are cool, Lindsay. I like them.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and give our listeners a little role play. Let's skip ahead because I think we've already talked a little bit about the differences between New York and LA. I mean, just one thing that I always find, I feel like when I was living in New York, I did have a lot of conversations about how horrible LA is with New Yorkers, though. You know what I mean? That's the key piece, is that I feel like those conversations were always with people who had always lived in New York. You know what I mean? Right, not with people in LA.
Right. Exactly. That's really funny. And now look at you.
Well, now I'll be able to tell the truth. Like, I'll be able to really know, is it really, you know, what is the truth? Because I feel like sometimes, if we don't experience something, we can't actually know. But let's dive into a role play here, Michelle. So what's going on in this role play?
All right. So in this role play, I have decided to relocate and I am breaking the news to you.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it. Go for it.
All right. So Lindsay, I have some big news. Want to hear it?
Yeah. What's up, Michelle?
Well, Dan and I have decided to try something new.
Yeah?
I can't believe we're doing this, but yeah, we're moving to Miami, Florida. Can you believe it?
Wow. No, I seriously can't believe that. Wow.
I know. I never in a million years thought I'd live in Florida, but it's happening.
That is, I also never would have pictured it, but it does sound amazing, Michelle. I'm coming to visit.
Awesome. See you soon.
That's awesome. Could you imagine moving to Florida or no?
Sometimes I think about it because I'm so cold, as you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. So sometimes I would like to at least maybe, you know, do the winters in a warm place. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm trying to get my parents to relocate down there for the winter, but I don't think they will. They are born and bred New England. You know what I mean?
Well, this is a good role play, Lindsay. I think, you know, it really got everything across here. So what did we say? This is kind of fun for me to imagine, actually. I said, can't believe we're doing this, but yeah, we are moving to Miami, Florida.
That sounded so natural, Michelle. I can't believe we're doing this, but yeah, right, guys? I mean, this is fun because this is such a native episode, right? It's so natural. It's so native. So just mimic our voices, get the transcripts from today inside the app or somewhere else, right? Whether you get them by email or the app, make sure you have those transcripts so that you can mimic us. And there's another one we used here. You said, I know, I never in a million years thought I'd live in Florida, but it's happening.
Nice. Yeah. And then you said at the end, yeah, I never would have pictured it, but it sounds amazing. So you're saying you never would have pictured it about me.
Yeah, for sure. And that could happen too, right? I mean, if I know you, like I could make comments, right? I could say certain things. So these phrases could be used by either side, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Lindsay, this is good stuff. I'm so excited for your move and I'm excited to hear all about it.
Yeah, guys, this is going to be great. I mean, nothing's going to change with the podcast. It's going to continue to be released on the same schedule. Don't worry about that because we take our laptops with us, which is that is the coolest thing. Right, Michelle? But, you know, guys, I'm going to be able to introduce you to a new city. So we'll be able to have some commentary on life in LA. And it is still to be determined whether I will stay there or whether I will go to my backup plan, which is Colorado. So two really good options. But yeah, life is changing and it's crazy. You know, it was kind of sad, though. I got to say, I went and said goodbye to my niece last Saturday. She had a dance recital and she was amazing. She was awesome. She was so cute. And then we went and we had a barbecue with the family. And then I was pulling away and she ran back out. She ran to my car. She came up. She's like, wait. I just want to tell you that I'm really going to miss you.
I have to tell you
that really put like a stinging dagger in my heart.
That put it in my heart and she's not even my niece.
Yeah, it was really hard. So now I'm thinking, how can I send her postcards all the time? How can I make sure we do FaceTime? It is sad, you know what I mean? Because we're going to be on different coasts now. I can't just drive up there to see her, but I don't know. I mean, it's life, right? So yeah. Still struggling with that a little
bit. And you guys
bit.
Will visit and it'll be fun for her to come visit you. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be cool. She can, if I stay there for a long time, she can visit her cool aunt in California.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That'll be fun for her.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So anyways, guys, so reinvention, we're going to discover this topic a little bit more later in the fall on the podcast. But my question for you guys is in what ways are you reinventing yourself and your life? How are you pushing yourself? How are you changing your life? And what's happening? You know, let us know on the blog. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type in 1213 in the search bar. Tell us what's going on, what changes are happening in your life.
Okay, awesome. Lindsay, this has been so much fun and good luck. We can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.